For a few minutes tonight before we come to the Lord in prayer, if you would turn with me to Psalm 119, the passage we just read, and this week we come to verse 107, Psalm 119 and verse 107. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Dear congregation, the birth of a child has often been a precious time. A little one appears, and the parents have been overjoyed. Little hugs are given, and photos are soon taken. And I can look back at such times in my life when I have borne witness of my children being born. Sadly, for a number, it was not the joy they hoped for, for the little one did not see the light. However, that little one, though it was much pain and grief to the parents and the family, that little one went straight to heaven. And oh, what peace and what calm those know in that place. But consider the little ones that were born into this world. Just pause for a moment. Yes, there is much joy and peace that can be known in this world, but there is much sorrow. And so we can identify with the words of Job in Job 14 verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. In comparison to eternity, our days are few and they are full of trouble. And there are times when one is so weighed down by affliction, one knows that heaviness within, just like the psalmist did at this particular time, as we note here in verse 107. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Well, briefly tonight, I'd like us to consider, first of all, overwhelmed in affliction, and then secondly, seeking God's help. Hear the psalmist, he's overwhelmed, yet we see him seeking the Lord's favour, seeking the Lord's mercy, seeking the Lord's help, that he would know a little reviving, a quickening. Well, as he makes this little prayer here, he pleads the promises. We note that at the end of verse 107, according unto thy word. Well, let's consider first of all tonight, overwhelmed in affliction. Note these words at the beginning of our verse. I am afflicted very much. So much was on top of him. He keenly felt it. Now we have these words, very much. At the roots of the Hebrew word, we understand it has the meaning of vehemently. And then we consider exceedingly or sorely, very much. It was great. It was pressing upon him. I am afflicted very much. He was afflicted. The root of the particular Hebrew word, which is translated here as afflicted, has the meaning that he was cast down. He was looking down, despised, depressed rather. He was hurt. He was cast down and in great pain. Now, as we've seen before in the psalm, many trials were before him. And as a result, he was sore afflicted. I am afflicted very much. It was exceeding. He so felt it within. He was cast down. And he felt that heaviness. It was so great. Now you remember Nehemiah's heavy heart recorded for us in Nehemiah chapter 2. Just turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 2, and we'll read from verse 1. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? this is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, very sore. The same Hebrew word is used there. Very sore, as we have here. I am afflicted very much. The king recognized in Nehemiah that his heart was so full of sorrow. Nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then was I sore afraid. He was greatly afraid. Here the psalmist was greatly afflicted. Consider all the trials that David was facing. And so he, under inspiration of the Spirit, penned those words in Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. He could identify with that. He could consider his own afflictions, as he does here in this psalm. There was Saul who had sought to kill him. There was the rebellion of Absalom, his son. And as a result, there was the exile forced upon him. He was away from home. He knew times of bodily weakness, but also he would face the fiery darts of the evil one. Well, we can consider afflictions that men face in general, pain and sorrow, heartbreak. We read in the scriptures of a broken heart. There are those who have lost employment, particularly at this time, and there's many others who have concerns about their employment. There's been the loss of loved ones, again and again in recent days. Depression and anxiety so affect certain ones. And then consider tonight those extra trials for the believer. There is laughter and mocking. Some in certain parts of the world have been deprived of good employment simply because they are a Christian. It continues on, the persecution. Some are in prison for the faith. And then consider there is the great enemy, the devil, who whispers in the ear of the believer and fires his darts. He lays doubts before the minds of the Lord's people and raises accusations. Many afflictions, and one can be so overwhelmed. And they say with the psalmist, I am afflicted very much, exceedingly cast down. As I consider my many afflictions, as the psalmist did, one can be exceedingly cast down or depressed, as we see in the Hebrew words, which is translated here as afflicted in verse 107. So we get the picture then. Here's the psalmist. He considers all that he's facing. And it's a great trial to him, and he's so cast down. He's exceedingly depressed here as he makes his plea. I am afflicted very much. He's brokenhearted. There's so much hurt within his heart. He's struggling. There's such a heaviness in the mind. So gloomy and dark it was at this time for the psalmist. For you may be able to identify with the psalmist tonight. You may be struggling and you feel such hurt within. It may be there's such a heaviness in your mind. It's hard at times, isn't it? Particularly in this third pandemic, which has coincided with the middle of winter. It's so dark outside, isn't it? Yet one can be so heavy in their mind because of the struggles they are facing in this pandemic. It can be so gloomy and dark. Are you struggling at this present time? It's not easy. Many in their own homes are struggling. Many in the hospitals are struggling this month. You may be burdened about someone else. How is it with you tonight? Are these words so applicable to you and me this night? I am afflicted very much. So cast down was the psalmist. He so keenly felt it. Waves of sorrow have come up to him and gone into his soul. He so keenly felt it. You can see it on the faces of some I remember watching one so burdened, suffering with depression a number of years ago. Her brother came down to visit her, and it affected him how low his sister was. And some suffer from depression, and it's that extra struggle. But to some measure, or at times, can struggle with low thoughts. Many suffer at this present time. The mind can be heavy, and sorrow can be so abundant in the heart. The clouds of heaviness will not lift. Here in the south of England, these last few days, it's been so dark. I'm sure some of you have looked outside, and you've noticed how dark it's been, even in the middle of the day. And the clouds are so oppressive, they're so low, and you wonder, when will the clouds lift? You may be saying tonight, as you think of your own heart, when will this time, this season of affliction pass? When will these clouds of sorrow lift, and I feel the sun of righteousness shining in my soul? For many of the Lord's people, as we see in Scripture, they were overwhelmed. You remember Elijah? He felt he was the only one left. He was distraught. He was depressed. He was cast down. So was the psalmist at times. Turn with me to Psalm 61, verse 2. From the end of the earth would I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. His heart was shrouded in sorrow, overwhelmed. It's not a pleasant feeling, isn't it? Maybe a mother, she wakes up in the morning and she needs to attend to the children and sort a few things out. And she may be overwhelmed. How am I going to cope? I've got to get on and do this as well. For the psalmist, he was overwhelmed. Psalm 143, verse 4. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. Oh, what a state he found himself in, and sometimes the Lord's people find themselves in such a state. You may be here at this present evening hour, overwhelmed within. Psalmist 7, Psalm 88, for my soul is full of troubles, full of troubles. He's thinking there about a number of things, and troubles have so filled up his soul. He considers that one and that one. His mind is drawn to them. He finds it hard to concentrate. Yes, he must go forward, but the troubles keep coming across his mind and bring him to a low point. For here the psalmist said, I am afflicted very much. My depression is great. My hurt is so sore. At this point, dear child of God, remember your sympathizing friend. We read in Isaiah 53, verse 3 of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Whilst he was here upon earth, he was known as a man of sorrows, not just at Calvary. Yes, he knew great sorrow at Calvary, but throughout his life, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was acquainted with it. He knew what grief was. Therefore, when you are going through such grief and sorrow in your heart, he's touched. Oh, consider what sorrow he faced here upon earth. He was rejected and despised of men. You recall in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was in great agony. We're told in Matthew 26, verse 37, and he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. Just note those words there. Began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And he says to those others, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. He could identify with these words here in Psalm 119, verse 107, which he would have sung here upon earth. I am afflicted very much, exceedingly sorrowful, not just a little, but exceedingly sorrowful was our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. particularly as he considered the wrath of God that he was facing as a substitute. There was great sorrow in his heart also as he considered his enemies, Satan and ungodly men. Psalm 88 verse 3, "For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave." And there we're given a little glimpse of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, full of troubles. He knew what it was to have a heart full of troubles. When your heart is full of troubles, remember him. Dear child of God, remember your sympathizing high priest. He's touched. He understands. His spirit was heavy, greatly distressed. He was weighed down. His heart was so heavy. He was low in his spirit. He was sorrowful, very sad. He knew these things here upon earth. He has a fellow feeling with you. In Psalm 69 verse 20 we read, "Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none." Broken my heart. Oh, the Lord could identify with those things. Spurgeon, in commenting on those words there in Psalm 69, and giving hints to the village preacher, wrote this, "The Saviour's broken heart. The Saviour's broken heart." Dear brothers and sisters, remember, he endured such out of love to you. He must suffer in his humiliation that you would be saved. He's touched. If you have a heavy heart tonight, look unto Jesus. He's touched. Consider him. Consider what he faced. Consider how he understands. Look to him tonight. When you feel weary, consider him. If you're not a believer, you look unto Jesus. You have that invitation in Isaiah 45 verse 22. "Look unto me, all the ends of the earth. Look unto me." You look. Our Lord says, "Come unto me." Come, weary soul, to Jesus tonight. Come, go to him. Trust in him. Repent of your sins. You'll find a friend who will support you. A friend who is touched with what you're going through. A man once wrote to his mother many years ago these words, "Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer." Take it to him. Take it to your covenant God, dear child of God, your heavenly Father, your loving shepherd, your wonderful comforter. Take it to him. "I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word." The Lord is listening. And the Lord can reach you in the depths you find yourself in. In Psalm, rather than Deuteronomy 33 verse 27 we read, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." Just think of it there. Underneath are the everlasting arms. So no matter how low you get, underneath you are the everlasting arms. He's able to reach you. You go to him. You seek him. You talk to him. And remember that his everlasting arms are underneath you. You may feel you're so alone. You may feel you have such a burden upon you and you have a heavy heart and you're so low. How much lower could I get? Underneath are the everlasting arms. You may go down in depression as the psalmist identifies with here, but all underneath are the everlasting arms. He's able to reach you. And the psalmist was well aware of that, so he turned to the Lord. "I am afflicted very much. I'm so depressed. I'm so hurt. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word." And that leads us to consider secondly tonight, seeking God's help, seeking God's help. Now consider here, the psalmist is talking to the Lord. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. He's seeking God here again. He's seeking God in prayer. He brings these thoughts to the Lord. He's seeking God. Have you sought him? If you're struggling this evening, I just seek him now. Seek the Lord in prayer. And you'll find him in prayer. Yes, you may not be very aware of the Lord, but you will find him because he'll be there. He'll be listening to your prayer. In 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9, David said to Solomon, And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. You see there the promise? If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. You may have a heavy heart tonight. I know what that's like at times. Seek him. And I can assure you, you'll find him. Those that truly seek will find. You go to him. Talk to him. The congregation, Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 7, Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. You need one to help you. Go to the Lord. Seek him. You'll find him. How amazing is the thought that the believer can again and again find God in prayer. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. The one who has great power. The one who is able to carry. The one who is able to comfort. The one who is able to bring messages of relief to the soul can be found. Oh, just think of that. Have you found him tonight? For the psalmist, he seeks the Lord's help. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. He goes to the Lord. He's so cast down, but he goes to the Lord. You may be cast down tonight, troubled about what you're facing in life, troubled about this pandemic, worried about loved ones, mourning maybe over the loss of some loved one. You seek the Lord. Turn to the Lord now. He knows your heart. You seek him. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. I'm seeking thee, Lord, and I need help from thee. Oh, make it so plain before the Lord. I need help from thee, O Lord. I'm not ashamed that I need help from the Lord tonight, and I need help tomorrow. It's a struggle at times, isn't it? You seek, you go, and you talk to God. You will find him in prayer. He is waiting. Richard Baxter wrote, He loves to hear from me. He would have me to be no stranger with him. Are you a stranger to God? Oh, that you would seek the Lord in that initial way, and that you would then seek him often as a believer in prayer. Let us not be strangers. He loves to hear from me, that minister said all those years ago. He loves to hear from you. You may say, but my heart is so heavy and I find it hard to pray. He loves to hear that little prayer, that prayer when you think you're struggling. He loves to hear it. You may find it hard to put words together. He loves to hear you. Let me hear thy voice. Go and talk to the Lord. Precious are the times, aren't they, when we find ourselves truly praying. I begin with myself sometimes, I just say words. But all then at times I find myself truly praying. Yes, I may not be able to put the words together as I want to. But oh, he loves to hear. He loves to hear from me. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord. Here's the psalmist. He's talking and he's asking God for help. quicken me. Oh, go to him this evening, Anna. Pour out your heart. Let your thoughts, let your words go towards the Lord. He knows the situation you're in. But you go and tell him. I remember often as a boy, my mum would know what I was going through, that I was troubled. Mums are good at knowing what their children are going through. My mum knew what I was going through on certain occasions. I was troubled, had a difficult day. She would come along, tell me about it. She knew, but she wanted me to tell her. The Lord knows your heart tonight. He sees everything about you. He knows your struggles. But you go to him now. He wants to hear you. Pour out your heart. Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Pour it out. You do it now. Pour it out, think of the Lord, look in the Lord's direction. Pour out your heart now. Lord, I need thee. Lord, I'm facing all this. My heart is very heavy. I'm struggling with depression. Lord, quicken me. The Lord will hear. Now the psalmist, he's burdened, yet he goes to the Lord. If you're burdened, go to the Lord. But note what he prays for. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord. Quicken me. Restore me. Revive me, is at the root of the Hebrew word. Now rightly we look for church revival. How we long for that. And we look to the day when the Lord will look down from heaven and visit the body. When the time has come for him to arise and so bless Zion. We will be like them that dream, Psalm 126. We look for days of revival to come. How we need personal revival. I begin with myself, I need it, and you know I need it often. Because often I can feel the coldness, often I can have a heavy heart, I can be low in my thought. Oh, for a personal revival, oh, to quicken my pace. You know what it is when you're physically tired, rather. But there's work to be done. You may wake up in the morning and you're still tired. You've been asleep for a few hours. But you're still tired and you've got much to do. Some may have a strong coffee. I'm very thankful for my wife. She's brought me so many strong coffees in the morning. And I've been grateful for them. Just that little alertness in the mind at the beginning of the day. Just that little strengthening. How we need that strengthening within our souls. That little reviving. When we feel strengthened to go on. Quicken me. Restore me. Revive me. The Lord is able. He's able to revive us. He's able to lift our hearts. Sometimes we don't feel it straight away. And it may be a while. But he's able. And it comes. We feel the light of his countenance. We feel that little lifting up for the downcast. Oh, the Lord quickens. Often the Lord uses his word. Just turn back to verse 50 of this psalm. Psalm 119, verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. He felt the comfort, having known the quickening. You know how it is. We can be so heavy. And we just don't feel comforted. But then the Spirit applies the word. And, oh, we feel that quickening. And we're able to take the word in. And all those words of Christ mean so much to us. Then peace I leave with you. Sometimes with a heavy heart we read those words. And we're hardly moved. But then the Spirit, he quickens. The word is applied. Oh, those words of Jesus. Calm my soul. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. How the Lord has revived my heart through the word. I've been reading and the verses come home on a particular occasion and I feel strength. You know how it is. There comes this lifting in the mind Yes, all will be well. That's what I'm to do. The Lord is going to be with me. The Lord is going to direct me. I find this lifting in the mind. Precious are the times. All of you have a heavy heart tonight. Just try to remember those precious times when the Lord has quickened you through the word and you've been comforted. Oh, give yourself to the word. Make sure you continue to use the word each day for the good of your soul. Ask the Lord to speak to you. Ask him that in an effectual and powerful way, the word would be applied to your soul in order to lift you. Oh, may the Holy Spirit be much at work in our lives at this time. Oh, for a quickening. Oh, for a little reviving this evening. Come to my soul, Lord. Apply the word. Give me a little lifting up. A little reviving. Hear the psalmist then. He's seeking God's help. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Quicken me. I know others need that help, but I'll pray for them. But Lord, think of me. And how wonderful. The Lord in his favour will think of you if you humbly go to him. He will quicken me, Lord. Do not forget me. Do not pass me by this evening hour. Thou art helping many others. Do not pass me by, Lord. Quicken me. And let us in closing. As the psalmist seeks God's help, he pleads the promises. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. He lays hold of the promise and presents it to the Lord. Listen to Spurgeon. David had but few promises to quote, and probably these were in his own Psalms. Yet he pleads the word of the Lord. How much more should we do so? Plead the word of the Lord. The Lord knows he gave the word, but if you come to him, plead the word of God. Remember the promises. Think of Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. You remember that promise. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They can't do it themselves, but they look in the Lord's direction. He's able. You wait on the Lord tonight. He will renew your strength. Think of another promise, Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Oh, there's two promises there. The Lord will strengthen his people. Quicken me, Lord, according unto thy word. Remember what thou hast promised to me, that thou wilt help me and strengthen me. Here's another promise, Psalm 145, verse 14. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. He raiseth up those that are bowed down by great affliction, broken because they think of their sin maybe. They're bowed down, but the promise is the Lord will raise up. You plead that text to the Lord. You plead that promise, Lord, quicken me. Thou hast promised to raise up thy people, and I am thine. I belong to thee. Oh, raise me up, Lord. Lift my heart up at this time. I need thee, O Lord. Thou hast promised to do it. O Lord, come and do it. And he will in his good time. Listen to the Puritan Isaac Ambrose. We press the Lord with his promises. We press the Lord with his promises. Let's press the Lord tonight with his promises. Lord, thou hast promised to help me. Lord, thou hast promised to raise me up. Lord, thou hast promised to renew my strength. So I will wait on thee tonight. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. And precious are the times when the Lord answers our prayer, and we find ourselves being lifted up, raised up, and we're able to think, we're able to rejoice in the comfort of God's word. If you have a heavy heart tonight, can I ask you now to go to the sympathizing friend, talk with the Lord, make mention of the promises tonight. He will help you. He'll come and quicken you. He'll come and revive you. And you'll be able to look back at this time. Ah, the Lord came and the Lord helped me. Let us pray.